Good morning. That intense nor'easter that hammered coastal sections of New England is only slowly wrapping up and filling in over the Canadian Maritimes. It's still quite a powerful storm, and leftover moisture is being wrung out in the form of some persistent light snow or snow showers over a good chunk of interior New York and New England this morning. Overnight, several more inches of snow fell across parts of the area, especially across the higher terrain, and the light snow continues early on today. This will impact the morning drive, especially where roadways were not treated and are now snow-covered. As we get into the daylight hours today, with the storm spinning off to our north and east, moisture wrapping around will be wrung out in the form of more light snow and snow showers as the wind picks up and becomes gusty out of the west, at times over 20 to as much as 30 miles per hour. This will also lift up moisture off of Lake Ontario and deposit it downwind as lake effect snow, but the same wind will bump up against the hills and mountains, especially in the Catskills and Greens and northern Berkshires, and wring out another 4 to 8 inches of snow. Parts of the higher terrain that do not get that much snow will still pick up 2 to 4 inches of snow, and valley locations will still have another coating up to a couple of inches of snow on top of what's already on the ground during the day today. The circulation from this storm will remain over the Maritimes and influence our weather heading into tonight and for the rest of the work week. A blustery northwest breeze and more snow showers likely tonight, with lows back into the 20s, and mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. Fewer snow showers, but still some dusting the ground, especially across the hills and mountains. High temperatures tomorrow, again, in the 30s. The blustery weather will continue into Friday, and colder air will work its way in. We'll still see a few flurries and snow showers, with highs only in the lower 30s. In fact, with cold air settling in, we'll lose some of the wind and gain some sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. Still, high temperatures will remain in the lower 30s. As we get into the early part of next week, sunshine to start the week on Monday, but another storm will head in our direction for Tuesday with a chance of snow and high temperatures staying in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, cold weather and snow showers are expected to persist over the northeastern U.S. through today in the wake of the big nor'easter. Accumulating snow is likely from the central Appalachians all the way to Maine, and some lake-enhanced snow is also possible off Lakes Erie and Ontario. Afternoon highs in the 30s and 40s are expected for much of the eastern part of the country today, which is below normal by mid-March standards. And a developing storm system crossing the Rockies today is expected to emerge over the plains by the end of the week. Widespread rain and high elevation snow is likely for much of the western United States with this front and the accompanying upper level trough. Heavy snow is expected for the Sierra Nevada range, with amounts in excess of 2 feet possible for some of the higher elevations. California will also be picking up badly needed rain after a very dry February. Once this storm reaches the plains by tomorrow night, a swath of moderate to heavy snow is possible north of the low from eastern Wyoming to South Dakota and Nebraska. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/5 of a mile visibility in moderate snow, 10 above zero with a north wind at 13 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 42 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 2.5 miles visibility in light snow, 29 degrees, the dew point 24, 82% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.50 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few rain and snow showers near 40. Boston, partly sunny, windy, a few snow showers in the upper 30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with light snow, 1 to 2 inches, and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 34 degrees, the low 30, the average temperature 32, that's 2 degrees below normal. 88 hundredths of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday amounted to 11.5 inches of snow for the month, now 35.8 inches, which is 30.1 inches above normal. And for the season now, 74.7 inches of snow, which is 22.1 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees. The average low, 25. The record high, 75, set in 1946. And the record low, 6 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7 p.m., 11 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and windy with snow, heavy at times today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. More light snow or snow showers tonight in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and breezy with a few rain and snow showers today, highs in the mid to upper 30s. A few snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and windy with snow today, highs in the lower 30s. More snow tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with light snow or snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with light snow or snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Scattered snow showers tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, windy, scattered snow showers, upper 30s. Windy with a few snow showers on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, staying in the lower 30s. Mostly sunny mid-30s on Monday, and a chance of snow on Tuesday in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.